You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. A Virginia cop pulls over Kimora Fagbuisa for reckless driving, parking his motorcycle in front of her car. When he gets off his bike, Fagbuisa takes off, running him down, crashing into the motorcycle and another car stopped in traffic. As the officer calls for backup, Fagbuisa and a juvenile passenger abandon the car and take off on foot.
Nancy, the officer was knocked into another lane of oncoming traffic and narrowly avoided by another driver who then calls 911. The injured officer is transported to the hospital and treated for serious injuries. More officers from Stratford County set up a perimeter of woods and caught the passenger but cannot locate Fagbuisa.
Fagbuisa, 18, finally arrested in Maryland, facing a long list of charges: attempted capital murder, two counts hit and run, eluding, and reckless driving. Sierra Gillespie leaves her three children with boyfriend Thomas Cunningham while she runs to the grocery store. Cunningham then calls Gillespie to tell her something's wrong with the two youngest children, ages 1 and 2. West Virginia EMS arrived to find both tots with blood coming from their mouths and noses, the older limp, the younger alert.
The two-year-old is pronounced dead at Ruby Memorial Hospital, Nancy, and a doctor reports that the children's injuries are consistent with shaken baby syndrome. When interviewed, Cunningham admits he was high on Percocet when left in charge of the children, and Gillespie admits she knew Cunningham was high when she left the children in his care.
The two-year-old dies. The one-year-old left with brain injuries. Cunningham now facing a long list of felonies, and Mom Gillespie with child neglect. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A fourth electrical substation was vandalized late on Christmas Day in Washington State, leaving homes in Kapausen and Graham temporarily without power. By 7 a.m. Monday, more than 10,000 Puget Sound Energy customers were without electricity across the region. Officials say the suspects broke into a fenced area and vandalized equipment, causing a fire. The fire was extinguished and power was later restored, but no suspects are in custody. The attacks come as federal officials have warned the U.S. power grid needs better security to prevent domestic terrorism, and after a large outage in North Carolina earlier this month that took days to repair. The Supreme Court is keeping pandemic-era limits on asylum in place for now, dashing hopes of migrants who have been fleeing violence and inequality in Latin America and elsewhere to reach the United States. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Tuesday's ruling preserves a major Trump-era policy that was scheduled to expire under a judge's order on December 21st. The case will be argued in February, and a stay imposed last week by Chief Justice John Roberts will remain in place until the justices make a decision. The limits, often known as Title 42, in reference to a 1944 public health law, were put in place under then-President Donald Trump at the beginning of the pandemic, but unwinding it has taken a torturous route through the courts. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention attempted to end the policy in April 2022, but a federal judge in Louisiana sided with 19 Republican-led states in May to order it kept in place.
Another federal judge in Washington said in November that Title 42 must end, sending the dispute to the Supreme Court. Officials have expelled asylum seekers inside the United States 2.5 million times on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. A police officer in Tampa, Florida, who was videotaped dragging a handcuffed woman into jail, has been fired. An internal investigation determined that former officer Gregory Damon violated department policies during the November 17th incident. The woman was being arrested for trespassing. A body camera video shows her refusing to leave Damon's vehicle while parked at the Orient Road Jail and telling the officer, quote, "I want you to drag me." Damon then removes the woman from the vehicle and pulls her by the arm across a concrete floor, stopping once to tell her to get up, but the woman refuses. Damon drags the woman to a doorway, then buzzes for additional officers to assist him before the body cam video released by the Tampa Police Department cuts off. The agency said it revised policy in 2013 to forbid officers from dragging uncooperative suspects on the ground. Officers should instead seek assistance from jailbooking staff or other law enforcement. Damon had been with the Tampa Police Department since 2016.
A little girl wants to make sure she's not breaking the law, so she sends a letter to LA Animal Control asking for a permit to own a unicorn if she can just find one. Director Marsha Mayetta responds with an official license and necessary requirements for unicorn ownership, including feeding the unicorn watermelon once a week and polishing its horn monthly. Girl, you go find that unicorn. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.